You're listening to Weekend Edition on Michigan Radio. Good morning, I'm Rebecca Kruth, and today we are bringing you a special edition of That's What They Say. University of Michigan English professor Ann Curzan is in New Orleans for the American Dialect Society's annual meeting. Ann, how are things going in the Big Easy?
It has been a great trip. I'm here with all these linguists from all over the country and all over the world. And one of the highlights is always that we vote on the word of the year, which we did on Friday night. And because it's 2020 and we were looking back over the past decade, we also this year voted on the word of the decade.
Can you remind the listeners of how this works?
What happens is Thursday night, there's a meeting where they do the nominations. And anybody who's at the conference can come and they can nominate words in different categories. And then Friday night, we all get in this room and we work our way through the different categories. And that's how we decide.
What was the word of the year?
The word of the year is pronouns or my pronouns. And the idea here is that this is now something that many of us do to share our pronouns. For example, I have in my email signature at the bottom of my work emails, it has my name and my title and my address. And then at the very bottom, it says pronouns, colon, she, her.
And I've been to a couple of conferences where they put that on your name tag.
Yes. So the idea here is that this has become part of the culture for some of us. And it's a way of sharing what your pronouns are. It's a way of trying to make the language more inclusive.
So what were some of the other categories that you voted on?
Well, here's, to me, the least surprising, which is the political word of the year. Do you want to take a guess?
I have a feeling. Quid pro quo.
You got it.
That would have been my vote for sure.
You got it. So quid pro quo, this phrase, this Latin phrase, has been all over the news. The most useful word of the year was okay, boomer.
That's gotten so much attention just in the last month.
Exactly. And for anyone who doesn't know, this is a retort to someone older, and I have to say I would completely be in this category of older. So it's a retort to someone older to express that this person is out of touch or, you know, as a way to say, not a time for you to speak right now. So that one, most useful. The slang word of the year was, and I,
pardon me?
I know, and I want to say, I know that my intonation is not right here. It's the phrase N-I-O-O-P hyphen. And this is an expression of shock or surprise. It came to popularity in a little video by Jasmine Masters, who is an American drag queen. It's a very funny video, and it has become a very popular slang phrase, and it's a way of expressing surprise. And I, oop. And the digital word of the year was, it uses an emoji. It uses the peach emoji, and it is impeach. I am peach emoji.
That's pretty clever.
We should talk about the word of the decade.
Yes, for sure. What was it?
There were 9 nominees. It was a very hard choice. You had in the running hashtag Black Lives Matter and hashtag Me Too, climate, emoji, selfie, woke. In the end, it came down to meme versus singular they. At the very end, after a runoff, the word of the decade was singular they, used for known persons who identify as non-binary. All of these words were worthy, and you could make good arguments for all of them. This is a room filled with linguists, and linguists are really interested in changes in the grammar in addition to changes in vocabulary. And singular they, used as a non-binary pronoun, is a very interesting structural change in the grammar to make the grammar more inclusive. And for young people, for some of them at least, this really has become part of their grammar as a way to talk about people whose pronoun is they. So that won the word of the decade. Celebrate the pronoun.
Well, Ann, thanks so much for giving us the insider scoop. Have a safe trip back to Michigan and bring me back some beignets if you can.
I'd be delighted. I'll see you back in Ann Arbor.
See you soon. Ann Curzan is a professor of English at the University of Michigan. We look at the evolution of language every Sunday morning here on Weekend Edition. If you can't always catch us on Sunday, you can subscribe on iTunes. Just search for That's What They Say. And if you have a question about our ever-changing language, email us at language@michiganradio.org.